chapter 74, we got flood. I said, if you get late, I said, the horse will let the fire.
That's right. Perkins is an interesting guy.
Sure.
Full of Irish blarney.
Fascinating. Aren't so successful. Good and long. I'll do it to you. That's good. Better than that. Oh.
Some of the non-productive stuff, but you shouldn't get stacked up in a day like this, because you've gone now full tilt from 8:30 this morning till 6 o'clock tonight. Now you only have an hour off, and you got another
to get some thoughts together,
right? And then you got another 3 hours.
I agree, you've got to be tougher on Maury. I'm just not going to do any more of these financial things.
Yeah. Can you get these two done? And then, yeah, then the one sets it, the whole chain in motion.
Also, every one of the things you would do, the people have to do, the time to do them all, it's too much. I thought we got order. John is pushing now, they're pushing for it. One of the fields that actually, which goes, usually start out tour of the country for regional meetings, press briefings, and so forth and so on. I think those goddamn things were not winners. John disagrees, he thinks we got a lot to eat with the press clippings and all the rest and so forth and so on, television, et cetera. But I am not of the view. I'm just not of the view that I should do it. I think Agra could do the goddamn things. I think Agra could go out and look at people for that purpose. It's pretty big. Now I have to go out here to Horace and take these goddamn cabinet officers out with me.
No, but you probably do have to do something.
That's true.
That is publicly visible. That
why not put here?
Oh, that's it. That's, I think it can't be from here. I mean,
I just wonder if going out through the agony of Chicago.
I wouldn't go through the press briefings. Maybe some out in the country in a different way. Do something, but I don't know what it is. The press briefings,
I don't think they were that good.
Just why don't you get into that? Speech.
Or answer questions.
Or answer questions, which is total waste to go out and answer questions in a regional press.
And you see, I think what John is thinking of is when we did it before, an interesting thing though? It was not a way. It was different.
That's right.
Do go again, it ain't not one, it ain't different. I've met these people before. They've seen it before. We've taken that show on the road.
All right.
who's going to be able to handle that? Who's got the...
I'll start to see the chief of...
He's got the information. They just want to spray it, stay on time, get it all burned out. And, so you think we could get by just Maury, you know, he is, bless him, he's a tenacious fellow.
Yeah, but that's all right.
He doesn't mean anything about it. I just hope you can stay and talk a while.
Don't ask. I mean, don't, just don't get into it.
I'm not going to.
Just... when you leave, don't say, I've got to go upstairs or anything like that. Just walk out and go. Tell us you're not happy. We'll know you're gone. They'll think you're in the other room.
No, but you're not in there, Michael. Yeah, when you talk about doing something,
get caught up on the thing. really screaming about their taxes are too high. Now they will attack time, and that's, you got this next 6 weeks is a good time to work on this when they pay their taxes. The bulk of
what you what was finally decided, if anything, you recommend after your meeting with McGregor or Harlow at all? The meetings with Congressman, I hope not.
Not any continuing thing.
At least not going down there, they want me to do that, I trust that would be the worst.
What they do feel should be done at some point, and the debate is on how and when, is that you should call in all of the ranking members with the leadership. Bryce's idea was a standard Harlow idea. You should call them in for a drink in the library and sit all around in a circle. You should sit in the middle and you say, okay, fellas, now we got to work together here. We got
what are your problems,
and I'd like you to tell me, here I am. Now just let's unload. Let's get the decks cleared and find out what's wrong here, and then let's get to work. And that started carrying the day for a while. And finally, Timmons said, Bryce, that would be totally counterproductive. It would accomplish absolutely nothing. You'd get into the most incredible kind of nitpicking and bitching about stuff that the president can't do anything about, and secondly, if he could, shouldn't do anything about, and that actually none of us can. You get back to old issues. Carl Curtis's problem, we find out, is some guy that we didn't appoint to some commission 3 years ago, who we did appoint or offered an appointment to a commission he was qualified for, and he turned it down because he wants to keep his job on the Hill. Curtis wants to get him off the Hill and wanted us to appoint him to the SEC or something, which the guy is totally unqualified. That's what he's mad about. The advertising guys that are around the president don't understand this. Well, he'll go through all that kind of stuff. And Tillis' argument was, that's ridiculous. And he argues it the other way, that we ought to go on, if we're going to do something like that, he's not at all sure it's a good idea. But he's not, he didn't argue against it because everybody else said it was a good idea. He says the way to do it is for you to come in and just the other way. Say, look, I've been doing some checking, and I've heard some things from around the country, and you folks are in trouble up there on the Hill. You've got a real problem, and I'd like to help on it. Now, let's get down to how we can solve your problem instead of asking them how to solve the president's problems. And hit them hard. People want this. We've got to work together to do this. We've got a chance here to do something right. Got to hang together. They feel that you need to do one shot on the presidential level to mobilize our leadership, so-called. I took the devil's advocate role all the way through. I said they're totally negative on every point.
They don't mean that, so they don't mean that even when the leaders does it.
Nope.
Even when they serve it, sir.
They think it does it. And Bryce also argues that the leadership meeting pattern is not the way to do it now, that you should meet with full leadership every Tuesday morning.
Yeah, that's what we use
for a faster planned meeting, an agenda meeting. But before the leadership meeting, you should have two of them and rotate it for breakfast with you first. And then you bring those two into the meeting and put the rest of the group, and then the next week you have two others. He says that any meeting on a frequent basis with the bipartisan leadership is a very bad idea.
We don't mind.
That they will have no value. You should only meet with the bipartisan when you have
first
a subject up, that you have to have.
One on plan two.
Plan
one. One on energy. One on that. One on eight. That's all we're planning.
Right. Trade.
One on trade.
One
on energy. One on that. That's all. Three.
And
I agree. Why do you want a big meeting every week?
Because you're in the heat of the battle.
You think
you guys have to lose touch? As you're talking about this big medicine, you're working with John Tower and those people. They need to keep in touch, need to get the orders each week, keep the fight going.
Is he right?
I don't think so, neither does Bill. But I'm a lousy judge.
Well, of course, wait a minute. By the time we turn the crank, though, you know, they'll be in here about
the top leaders would be in here
every week.
you got to think about, even with the leadership, that you got to do as you did a couple of times once in a while, where you charge in and bang into them for about 5 minutes and walk out and slam the door and let them sit there with their teeth rattling and figure out what to do. You can't do that very often.
I'm not sure that Ehrlich going out, for example, and doing Detroit Economic Club at one.
take Congressman with you, I'd be impressed by that.
I take on a plane.
The thing Weller happened there. But I don't know what that would do either, really.
Oh, I'm afraid, I guess he's talking about giving up public support, is he giving up? You see, you gotta decide, what are we trying to do? Get editorials, get mail, right?
All that, but that we don't need to do.
Well, he thinks I have to be the vice chancellor of the crowd, otherwise. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're not. Maybe you can get a region briefing, Christ, what the hell's he doing? Get his ass out there. I don't see that he's doing too much, he says, do you know? Right, you made a very good point, though, it's the, how's the Gregory morale? Is it good? All right, he's upbeat, doing well, or anything, money? I think what the part of the thing is about all of our people that were in their butts all trying to do something tonight. They feel kind of thwarted a bit, and it depresses the shit out of them to deal with the Congress. Right?
Yeah.
I see why. Just take a beating.
They're not a very stimulating group to deal with.
You rush up there and just kick the shit out of you. They never say a positive thing about anything about believing in that one. It's not to do this particular question. Which holds that you want to do it with.
Yeah. Sure. Couldn't wait for it.
It never was done, believe me.
It was done. Oh, I can't imagine it was. There's nothing.
Well, I know I was here.
I don't think the Kennedys or Johnsons or any of those people did it.
They may have. They had a staff for it, that sort of thing. So you'd be, believe now, at the end of this thing, I just walk out. That's right. That's what I plan to do, but I just don't want to have Maury think we left him without a chance to bully rag me afterwards.
They don't need that chance. They're getting into the White House. They're getting the dinner. Talk to each other. Talk to the staff, people that are there. I wouldn't say it. Tugged around.
What?
I wouldn't say it'd be tugged around.
take that as a